Chapter 28. Cavern Hall was lit with fresh candles, lanterns and torches. Every beast took the place at tables, ranged four square. Though the meal was held in celebration of Ovis and Bloodbeak's lives, the abbot had little stomach for food. He had seated Mokhuk between himself and Malbon, and they looked on in amazement as the hamster put away pasties, pies, salads, cakes and tarts with the gusto of a regiment of hares. Mokhuk chuckled through packed cheeks as he helped himself to October ale, saying,
"I ain't tasted a cooked victual since I was a young'un. Wonderful stuff, ain't it, Your Majesty?"
A faint smile crossed the abbot's homely face.
"I'm not a king, my friend. You may call me abbot or father, whichever you please. Tell me, though, you must have quite a story to relate. Perhaps you'd honour us later."
The golden hamster nodded as he reached for more cheese.
"Story? Me? Oh, I'll say I have. I'll tell it all to you later, as soon as I've taken enough of these good victuals aboard. Wonderful stuff, ain't it, your abbotship?"
It was a warm night, so lanterns were brought out into the orchard. Mem and the two otters, Chirk and Rumble, took the dibbins down to the abbey pond for a paddle before bedtime. Almost every other red wall had gathered in the lantern lights beneath the orchard trees to hear Mokhuk, the golden hamster, tell his story. Mokhuk arrived with a scroll he had dug out of his belongings. Taking a sip from a beaker of red currant cordial, he launched straight into his strange tale.
"I don't remember having a mother or father. All that I recall was being a very young slave at Riftgard, an awful place, up in the high north, beyond the great seas. A fierce white ferret called Sarengo was the king there. No beast disobeyed old Sarengo, but he liked my golden fur, so I became the king's personal slave. I was luckier than the rest of the other poor beasts who were slaves at Riftgard. Sarengo's fat, lazy son, Agonu, treated him cruel. He was a bad un. Well, one day Sarengo goes on a plundering voyage aboard his big ship, the Sea Fang. It was crewed by lots of rat guards. I was taken along too, and so was Agonu. He didn't like going, but the king forced him to. Sarengo had a map with a plan to raid this abbey. They say he slew some corsair vermin to get it.